Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky, and I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Friday, November 26th. Well, I hope you're still rejoicing in the blessings of God. Most of us are probably a little overstuffed right now. Even yesterday, we had the big meal of the year, probably. Amen. And enjoyed the blessings of God. I hope that you took time to be thankful and hope that today you're still thankful for the blessings of God. If you will, pray for my wife and I. As I've been saying all week, we've traveled back to North Carolina to be with our family. We got in here on Wednesday. We're going to be traveling back tomorrow. So be in prayer for us about that, that God would give us safety as we travel back. I had Brother Jimmy Moyes filling in for us on Wednesday night. I appreciate him doing that. But I'll be in the pulpit, Lord willing, on Sunday, on Lord's Day. I hope you'll be with us. Make plans to come be with us here at the Island Ford Baptist Church, located at 1415 Island Ford Road. We'll be saying more about that at the end and the closing of the broadcast. Well, we're going to be looking at the book of Esther. We started a message yesterday that we're going to continue today, carry it over in the next week as well. We've only got two more weeks, I believe, of the book of Esther after this, so I hope you'll stay tuned and enjoy that. Got a couple of good songs queued up here about things to be thankful for. Brother Travis Alltop and friends singing one entitled Consider the Lilies. And then my mother-in-law, Mary Johnson, singing one entitled Bubbling. Trust these two songs be a blessing, then the message from the Word of God. And as it is time to look back in the scripture, today's program we're going to be looking at Esther chapter number 8, the last 11 verses of Esther chapter number 8, verses 7 through 17. We'll have the entire reading of that text. We actually began the sermon on yesterday's broadcast. We'll continue this the next 2 days of next week, or I should say the first 2 days of next week. And we're looking at what I call the new decree. We talked about the fact that Mordecai wasted no time and he spread the news everywhere. We're talking about the fact that everybody needs to know about the new covenant. Everybody needs to know that the death penalty, there's a way to escape that death penalty. And on today's program, we're going to be focusing on the fact that time is of the essence. So I hope you'll stay tuned and enjoy the message as it was preached live from the pulpit of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky. Esther chapter number 8. Esther chapter number 8, and we're going to finish up this chapter. We preached on the first 6 verses last time, and so this time I'm going to try to cover these last 11, verse 7 through 17, and we'll try to cover these tonight with the help of the Lord. And you remember that we ended up talking about how that Esther prayed before the king. We really dealt with the burden Esther had, the burden we ought to have for our loved ones. I remind you, Esther had been saved, amen, physically she had been saved from the destruction of the enemy, but her loved ones was still, the decree was still against them. That's how we are. If we're saved by the grace of God, we've been delivered from the power of the enemy, but we've got loved ones that haven't. We've got loved ones that the decree is still against them, and we need to have a burden, amen, a burden for their soul. And that's what we dealt with the last time. Now let's look at verse number 7 and down through verse 17. The Bible said, "Then the king Ahasuerus said unto Esther the queen and to Mordecai the Jew, Behold, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and him they have hanged upon the gallows because he laid his hand upon the Jews. Write ye also for the Jews as it liketh you in the king's name, and seal it with the king's ring. For the writing which is written in the king's name and sealed with the king's ring may no man reverse." By the way, that's something you need to remember. That was one of the, that was a law of the Persians. They were unique in the fact the Persians considered the king so powerful that when he made a law, sealed it with his ring, nobody could change it, not even the king. Amen. All right, look at verse number 9. "Then were the king's scribes called at that time in the third month, that is the month Sivan, on the 23rd day thereof. And it was written according to all that Mordecai commanded unto the Jews and to the lieutenants and to, and the deputies and rulers of the provinces which are from India
unto Ethiopia, and 127 provinces, unto every province according to the writing thereof, and unto every people after their language, and to the Jews according to their writing, and according to their language. And he wrote in the king Ahasuerus' name, and sealed it with the king's ring, and sent letters by posts on horseback, and riders on mules, camels, and young dromedaries, wherein the king granted the Jews, which were in every city, to gather themselves together, and to stand for their life, to destroy, to slay, and to cause to perish all the power of the people and province that would assault them, both little ones and women, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. Upon one day in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, namely upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar, the copy of the writing for a commandment to be given in every province was published unto all people, and that the Jews should be ready against the day to avenge themselves on their enemies. So the post that rode upon mules and camels went out, being hastened and pressed on by the king's commandment. And the decree was given at Shushan the palace. And Mordecai went out from the presence of the king in royal apparel of blue and white, and with a great crown of gold, and with a garment of fine linen and purple. And the city of Shushan rejoiced and was glad. The Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor. And in every province and in every city, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a good day. And many of the people of the land became Jews, for the fear of the Jews fell upon them. Now, it's obvious that Esther had won the heart of her husband. Amen. He said, I'll give you anything you want. He's told her that now, I think, about three times. Look at verse 7. He tells her that again. Look at what he says in verse number 7. Then the king Ahasuerus said unto Esther the queen and to Mordecai the Jew, behold, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and him they have hanged upon the gallows because he laid his hand upon the Jews. He's saying, I love Esther. I've given Esther what she's asked for. I've actually given Esther more than she asked for. Amen. And yet there's some difficulties that remain, and here she comes to address those difficulties. And it appears from verse number 7 that Ahasuerus not only informed Esther of his plan to rescue her and to vindicate her, but it looks to me like he made it official, this statement that he's making here in verse number 7 when he says, behold. You know that word behold means look here. I'm making a declaration. I have given. He had not just done it. He said, I want people to know this. I am decreeing this. I am publicizing this, that I have given Esther these things, and that he had made Mordecai the prime minister was his intention as well. He wants that to be known. And so even though we're reading this and it's read as a story, I believe this is not all happening just that quick, but it's some time taking place, and there's a process involved, and there's even some pageantry and pomp that's involved as he makes these declarations and these things are known. Amen. But verse number 8 seems to refer to the fact that Esther and Mordecai need to work together to come up with another decree. Look at verse 8. Write ye also for the Jews as it lacketh you, in the king's name, and seal it with the king's ring, for the writing which is written in the king's name and sealed with the king's ring may no man reverse. Ahasuerus had allowed Haman to write what he wanted, and he had allowed Haman to take his ring and seal that ring and seal that document, which wound up being destruction for the children of Israel. And now he comes and he says, you write up something that will be another decree, amen, and write it the way you want it, amen, how you like it. In other words, he's saying to Esther, I know I can trust you. He's saying to Mordecai, I know I can trust you. I'm going to give you my ring. I'm going to let you seal that. And so write up whatever kind of decree that you want to, that might make some details that will counter the previous document. Now, here's why. Because they couldn't just make the past document obsolete. They couldn't change it. Not even the king could change the law. You remember when Darius had Daniel thrown into the den of lions? He didn't want to do that. Matter of fact, he tried his best to figure out a way to get out of it. But he couldn't get out of it because he'd made the decree that no man was to ask anything except from him. Amen. And so here's King Ahasuerus caught in the same trap, so to speak, that he actually can't change that document. But what he can do is write a new document. He can't make the old covenant obsolete. He can't do away with the old covenant, but he can fulfill it. He can write a new covenant that doesn't make the old covenant obsolete, but contains grace that the old covenant does not contain. Amen. Look at verse number 9. Then were the king's scribes called at that time in the third month, that is the month Sivan, on the 23rd day thereof, and it was written according to all that Mordecai commanded unto the Jews and to the lieutenants and the deputies and rulers of the provinces, which were from India unto Ethiopia, and 127 provinces unto every province according to the writing thereof, and unto every people after their language, and to the Jews according to their writing, and according to their language. Amen. And so this verse shows us Mordecai wasted no time. Amen. He was not wasting time. He's gathering these nobles together, and he's doing the work that the king told him to do. And he's doing it as rapidly and as speedily as he can. Amen. He's making those adjustments to the previous laws, and he can set forth those old laws been written under the hand of Haman, and he's going to make some new laws that'll be written. And the Bible's careful to tell us what day that it was. It was in the third month. That right there in verse number 9. It was in the third month, and it was on the 23rd day. We say the 23rd day of the third month. Mordecai gathered these men together on official business. With specificity, he tells us that this didn't just go out to some of the provinces, but it went out to every single province, 127 in all. It went to all of them, from India all the way to Ethiopia, amen, which was the Persian Empire of that day. Mordecai not only wasted no time, but he withheld no province, no leader, no nationality, no dialect, no language. He wanted everybody to know what was in the new covenant. Amen. He wanted everybody to know that something new had been written that was better than the old. Something new had been written that would fulfill the old. Something new had been written that would give grace to those that would hear in that document. Amen. Well, I'm glad God's given us the New Testament, and he wants it to be spread across all nations, tongues, and people. Amen. He wants everybody to hear it. Amen. I believe he wants them to hear it in their language. Amen. Amen. And so he sends it out. Now, he's been extremely thorough, but he had to be, because Haman had been just as thorough. Haman had sent out his to all 127 provinces as well. Can I tell you, that's one of the reasons why we need to spread the gospel to every nation. There's not a nation where the devil's not working. Not one. Amen. There's not a color of people. There's not a creed of people. There's not a group of people anywhere where the devil's not working already. And God wants them to hear the good news of the new covenant. Look at verse number 10. We'll read verse 10 through 12 and link them together. And he wrote in the king Ahasuerus' name and sealed it with the king's ring, and sent letters by the post on horseback, and riders on mules, camels, and young dromedaries. Verse 11, wherein the king granted the Jews, which were in every city, to gather themselves together, and to stand for their life, to destroy, to slay, and to cause to perish all the power of the people and province that would assault them, both little ones and women, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. Upon one day in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, namely upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar. Amen. Now, the letters of Haman, giving permission and authority to kill the Jews, could not be revoked. They couldn't revoke that. But new letters were written that would grant permission for those that were under the death penalty to stand up for themselves. Amen. I'm telling you, listen, it can't be revoked, the fact that sinners are under the judgment of God. But the new covenant comes, it doesn't give us a place to stand, but it gives us a place to hide. We can run to Jesus, amen. We can run to the cliff of the rock, amen. We can find a hiding place in our Lord, amen. And there we can be rescued by the good grace of God. And it's foreshadowed, by the way. You remember in Egypt when the death angel was getting ready to pass over the land. God said, by the way, there'd been 11 plagues already. This is the final plague God's going to send. The other 11 plagues had been on Egypt, but not in the land of Goshen. When there's lice in Egypt, no lice in Goshen. When there's darkness in Egypt, there was light in Goshen. All the different things, frogs, flies, all the different things, blood had been in the land of Egypt, had not been in the land of Goshen. But God said, this time, the death angel's going to come, and he's not just going to come over Egypt. He's going to come over Goshen as well. Doesn't matter if you're a Jew or a Gentile, you're under the death penalty. Doesn't matter if you're in the king's house or in the prison house. That's what he said. Ain't exactly what he said. Doesn't matter where you're at, top to bottom, the death angel's coming, and there ain't but one way to escape. The only way to escape is to have the blood of the Lamb applied to the doorpost. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God for the New Testament that pointed us to the Lamb of God. Amen. And showed us a place to hide. Amen. And a place of refuge under the blood. Hallelujah. Amen. And so these letters of Haman had been written. But the letters of Mordecai had to be written, given permission and authority to the Jews in every city, that they could gather themselves together, he says. We'll find out in chapter 9 they did that, for the defending of their lives. And these were sent with all haste to every province throughout the empire. Now, remember, 2 months had already passed. The decree had been made in the first month, and the day was going to be in the 12th month. 2 months have already passed. They're in the third month. Matter of fact, they're in the 23rd day of the third month when Mordecai comes up with his plan. When Mordecai comes out. So time is swiftly passing. Amen. And so they had to hurry. There was an urgency about what they were doing. Amen. Now we don't know what day judgment day is coming. We don't know how urgent it is. And yet there ought to be an urgency about us to get the news to them before it is too late. Amen. 2 months had already elapsed since the former letters were issued and circulated. Only 9 months remained since the former letters had been issued and circulated. So now the fixed destruction day is coming on. Therefore, there was time. Amen. There was time for the circulation of the new letters, but time was precious and there was no room for delay. Amen. It's possible that Mordecai could have said, well, there's no hurry. We've got 9 months, and just let months fritter away and fritter away. And by the way, a lot of people do that. Well, I've got a lot of time. I'm a young man. I'm a young lady. I've got plenty of time. And it just let months and days and weeks and years fritter away. And if you do that, you have a danger. A danger of waiting too late. Amen.
And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. As that concludes another week of radio broadcasting, we do hope you have a great weekend. I hope you'll be in the house of God on the Lord's Day. And I'd love to take this opportunity to invite you to come and be with us here at the Island Ford Baptist Church, located at 1415 Island Ford Road here in Madisonville, Kentucky. Our Sunday morning service, Sunday school starts up at 10:15 a.m., and then the preaching time at 11:05 a.m. as well. Sunday evening service is at 6:30 p.m. Love to have you come and be part of those with us. Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.